Chapter 72, The Battle for Reform. Sincere repentance and determined effort necessary. Those who corrupt their own bodies cannot enjoy the favor of God until they sincerely repent, make an entire reform, and perfect holiness in the fear of God. The only hope for those who practice vile habits is to forever leave them if they place any value upon health here and salvation hereafter. When these habits have been indulged in for quite a length of time, it requires a determined effort to resist temptation and refuse the corrupt indulgence. Thoughts must be controlled. You should control your thoughts. This will not be an easy task. You cannot accomplish it without close and even severe effort. If you indulge in vain imaginations, permitting your mind to dwell upon impure subjects, you are in a degree as guilty before God as if your thoughts were carried into action. All that prevents the action is the lack of opportunity. Day and night dreaming and castle building are bad and exceedingly dangerous habits. When once established, it is next to impossible to break up such habits and direct the thoughts to pure, holy, elevated themes. You will have to become a faithful sentinel over your eyes, ears, and all your senses if you would control your mind and prevent vain and corrupt thoughts from staining your soul. The power of grace alone can accomplish this most desirable work. Subject passions and affections to reason. Not only does God require you to control your thoughts, but also your passions and affections. Your salvation depends upon your governing yourself in these things. Passion and affection are powerful agents. If misapplied, if set in operation through wrong motives, if misplaced, they are powerful to accomplish your ruin and leave you a miserable wreck without God and without hope. The imagination must be positively and persistently controlled if the passions and affections are made subject to reason, conscience, and character. Unless you restrain your thoughts, your reading, and your words, your imagination will become hopelessly diseased. Read your Bible attentively, prayerfully, and be guided by its teaching. This is your safety. Close senses against evil. Those who would have that wisdom which is from God must not become fools in the sinful knowledge of this age in order to be wise. They should shut their eyes that they may see and learn no evil. They should close their ears lest they hear that which is evil and obtain that knowledge which would stain their purity of thoughts and acts. And guard their tongues, lest they utter corrupt communications, and guile be found in their mouths. Avoid reading and seeing things which will suggest impure thoughts. Cultivate the moral and intellectual powers. Avoid inactivity coupled with excessive study. Excessive study, by increasing the flow of blood to the brain, creates morbid excitability that tends to lessen the power of self-control and too often gives sway to impulse or caprice. Thus the door is open to impurity. The misuse or non-use of the physical powers is largely responsible for the tide of corruption that is overspreading the world. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness are as deadly foes to human progress in this generation as when they led to the destruction of Sodom. Teachers should understand these things and should instruct their pupils in these lines. Teach the students that right living depends on right thinking and that physical activity is essential to purity of thought. No time for vacillation. Purity of life and a character molded after the divine pattern are not obtained without earnest effort and fixed principles. A vacillating person will not succeed in attaining Christian perfection. Such will be weighed in the balances and found wanting. Like a roaring lion, Satan is seeking for his prey. He tries his wiles upon every unsuspecting youth. Satan tells the young that there is time enough yet, that they may indulge in sin and vice this once and never again, but that one indulgence will poison their whole life. Do not once venture on forbidden ground. In this perilous day of evil, when allurements to vice and corruption are on every hand, let the earnest, heartfelt cry of the young be raised to heaven. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? And may his ears be open and his heart inclined to obey the instruction given in the answer, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. All are accountable for their actions while in this world upon probation. all have power to control their actions if they will. If they are weak in virtue and purity of thoughts and acts, they can obtain help from the friend of the helpless. Jesus is acquainted with all the weaknesses of human nature, and if entreated, will give strength to overcome the most powerful temptation. All can obtain this strength if they seek for it in humility. The only safety for the youth in this age of pollution is to make God their trust. Without divine help, they will be unable to control human passions and appetites. In Christ is the very help needed, but how few will come to him for that help. Said Jesus, when upon the earth, ye will not come to me that ye might have life. In Christ all can conquer. You can say with the apostle, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Again, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. In him true pleasure may be found. The only sure safety for our children against every vicious practice is to seek to be admitted into the fold of Christ and to be taken under the watch care of the faithful and true shepherd. He will save them from every evil, shield them from all dangers if they will heed his voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. In Christ they will find pasture, obtain strength and hope, and will not be troubled with restless longings for something to divert the mind and satisfy the heart. They have found the pearl of great price, and the mind is at peaceful rest. Their pleasures are of a pure, peaceful, elevated, heavenly character. They leave no painful reflections, no remorse. Such pleasures do not impair health or prostrate the mind, but are of a healthful nature. Communion with and love for God, the practice of holiness, the destruction of sin, are all pleasant. The reading of God's Word will not fascinate the imagination and inflame the passions like a fictitious storybook, but softens, soothes, elevates, and sanctifies the heart. When in trouble, when assailed by fierce temptations, they have the privilege of prayer. What an exalted privilege! Finite beings of dust and ashes admitted through the mediation of Christ into the audience chamber of the Most High. In such exercises, the soul is brought into a sacred nearness with God and is renewed in knowledge and true holiness and fortified against the assaults of the enemy.